أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah تبارك وتعالى had taken five qasams, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the people of Ad. We discussed yesterday that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very briefly speak about three nations. One was the people of Ad. Today the discussion continues. وَثَمُودَ الَّذِينَ جَابُوا الصَّخْرَ بِالْوَادِ. The second community, the second nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about was the people of Thamud. The people of Thamud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent the Nabi Hazrat Salih alayhi salatu was salam. Describing them, Allah says, and Thamud, alladhina jabu sakhra bilwad, those people who used to carve in the rocks, or used to carve the rocks in the valley. Wadiul Qura was where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had kept this nation. This nation emerged from there again, a very powerful nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent, and they used to carve out their homes and things out of the rock. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the question that Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuk, that did you not see what your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done with the Ad? And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the same thing with regards to the Thamud, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed them. وَفِرْعَوْنَ ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. And then Allah speaks about the third nation, and that is Fir'aun, and obviously the people of Fir'aun. But here when Allah describes Fir'aun, Allah describes him as ذِي الْأَوْتَادِ. أَوْتَاد is the plural, which means pegs or nails. So he was that person who was described as the person of pegs or the person of nails. Not the pegs with which we hang our clothes, but that with which we will peg something into the ground. And because by and large, the punishment that he meted out to people was that he would make them lie on the rocks and they will be pegged down. And he had done the very same with his own wife, Asiya, that she was pegged down to the ground. These nails were knocked into her and rocks were placed upon her, and she was asked to denounce her deen. And she was given the choice, either she remains a follower of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam, or she renegades from that and she begins to believe in Fir'aun, and she will be given all the palatial homes and offerings of all the royalties that Fir'aun have to offer. So this is how he dealt with people, that they were pegged to the ground, they were nailed to the ground. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him as Dhil Autad. Alladhina taghaw fil bilad, his people, his army, who became arrogant and they raged through the country, raged through the entire cities of Fir'aun, which he was ruling. And in that way, they brought a great amount of fasad. Fa'aktharu fiha al-fasad, and they increased corruption in the land. And corruption here would mean that there was never any stability. Everything was about making Fir'aun comfortable, the courtiers and the ministers and the cabinet of Fir'aun, and those that believed in him, only they would be comfortable. Those who brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were killed, the children were killed. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described these three different groups of people. And then Allah says, فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ. Now very unique in the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes Allah's adab that come upon them. Allah says, فَصَبَّ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّكَ سَوْطَ عَذَابٍ. Sabba in Arabic is to pour down, to throw down. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had poured upon them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had threw upon them sawta azab, the chastisement of the lash. That when one person lashes another, generally the lashing is across the entire body. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about this rod of Allah. Allah is speaking about His punishment, that when this punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, it will come across, and in this way, everyone that was involved in the sin will feel that pain of that punishment, and in this way, a person will not even know how that punishment has come upon him. Like the people of Aad, when the winds had come, they had thought it was winds that was going to bring rain. 3 seasons, 3 years, there was no rain. And they thought that these were the winds of the rahmah and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna rabbaka labil mirsad. Mirsad is a person that lies in ambush. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses it in a different sense. That certainly your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is ever watchful. Can we think of a person that is lying in ambush? Now he is waiting for his opposition. He has full knowledge of the movements of the opposition. The opposition is very oblivious about him, about his presence, about what he is going to do. So he knows every movement of the person that he is lying in ambush for. And this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him, that man has become oblivious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man has forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah Rabbul Izzat is ever watchful over man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of all the movements of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has full knowledge of everything that a human being does. His intentions, his doings, his thoughts, all of it is in the full knowledge of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about insan. What is the condition of insan? Here insan is in its very general sense, whether it is a Muslim, whether it is a non-Muslim, this is the general trend of mankind, unless of course one fortifies his iman and one strengthens his iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَأَمَّا الْإِنسَانِ, with regards to insan, with regards to mankind, إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ, when his Rabb tests him, when his Rabb tries him, فَأَكْرَمَهُ, then his Rabb honors him. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him material status in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him honor and dignity. وَنَعَّمَهُ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon him bounties. Allah gives him various different types of ni'mat. فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا, then man says that my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored me. He sees the honor that Allah ta'ala gives in the favors that Allah has bestowed upon him, in the honor and dignity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him. And on the same time Allah says, وَأَمَّا إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ, and then with regards to him, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests him, فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رَبَّ فَقَدَرَ عَلَيْهِ رِزْقًا, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straightens, Allah constrains his rizq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constrains his sustenance. Things become difficult, there's some trials, there's some tribulations. Then what is man's response? فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَهَانًا, then he says, my Rabb has dishonored me, my Rabb has disgraced me. And this is insan, that the material things that he has, he feels that it is a token of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for him, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants him, and when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds, he feels that it is a token of a punishment from Allah and a disengagement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But that is not the real truth. The truth is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant to whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so desires. That is in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Honor of this world is not a token of love from Allah. Wealth in this world is not a token of love from Allah. And similarly, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constrains, when Allah ta'ala holds back the wealth, it does not a token that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like an individual. Fir'aun is a typical example. He was an enemy of Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted, and there were so many anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam that went through untold difficulties. It comes in the narration that Fir'aun, Allah had given him so much of ni'mat that he didn't even suffer a headache. That was not even that pain that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given, but that doesn't mean that that is a token of love and favor from Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.